Hello and welcome to the Blockchain Talks with Israel, your favorite blockchain podcaster. My name is Israel Okereke, and in today's episode, we are diving into the intersection of crypto and the Nigerian government policies. But before I go ahead, I just want to give a brief shout out to our sponsors, the Platon Network. The Platon Network is an open financial infrastructure with privacy-preserving computation as its technical feature. The Platon was initiated and is promoted by the LatexX Foundation. Platon aims to become a major blockchain platform in the era of Web3. It secures stability and performance on a par with that of the financial system and provides privacy-enhanced compliance, digital asset management, multi-scenario encrypted payment and settlement solutions, as well as smooth and user-friendly experience for various types of Web3 native applications and applications/users migrating from Web2 to Web3. Do well to follow the Platon Network on their social handle as seen on the description of this podcast. Join their community and stay updated with latest developmental trends. So back to our podcast on the intersection of crypto and the Nigerian government policies. Over the past few years, Nigeria has emerged as a significant player in the crypto space. From a surge in adoption to regulatory challenges, the country's crypto journey has been nothing short of eventful. Let's start with the boom in crypto adoption. Nigeria has one of the highest rates of cryptocurrency ownership in the world, with millions of citizens embracing digital currencies as a means of financial inclusion and empowerment. However, alongside this rapid adoption came regulatory uncertainty. Back in 2021, the Central Bank of Nigeria issued a directive banning financial institutions from facilitating cryptocurrency transactions. This move back then sent shockwaves through the crypto communities and sparked a heated debate on the future of digital currencies in the country. Despite the ban and regulatory hurdles, the crypto industry in Nigeria continued to thrive. Peer-to-peer trading platforms have become a lifeline for many Nigerians, providing access to digital assets in the face of regulatory restrictions. However, with the arrest of two Binance executives recently, Binance has delisted their peer-to-peer trading platform for the Nigerian currency, as well as OKX, and the Nigerian government are still pressurizing other cryptocurrency centralized exchanges to delist the Naira, citing manipulation of the Naira using the crypto platforms. Still under regulatory challenges and crackdown by the Nigerian government on peer-to-peer platforms, last week, the Nigerian crypto merchants and traders faced renewed uncertainty as the country's fiat currency, the Naira, showed signs of weakness in the foreign exchange market. Their fears were soon realized when the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, froze the bank accounts of over 3,000 crypto traders, citing allegations of foreign exchange racketeering, currency manipulation, money laundering, and terrorism financing. The affected traders received notices from their banks requesting valid court orders to release their frozen funds. However, the EFCC's other mandate, a freeze until the completion of its investigation, giving it 90 days to conclude its findings. This move signals an escalation in the government crackdown on cryptocurrency-related activities. The EFCC scrutiny initially targeted Binance, which was accused of manipulating the Naira's value earlier this year. Since then, the commission has widened its scope to include other crypto exchanges and traders. The chairman of the EFCC, Ola Olukayode, revealed that investigations have uncovered foreign exchange manipulation on other platforms, surpassing the alleged misconduct of Binance. This crackdown is not new to Nigerian crypto traders who previously faced account freezes during the crypto ban from February 2020 to December 2023. While the central bank lifted the ban in December, the recent actions raise concerns about the regulatory environment and the future of cryptocurrency trading in Nigeria. Despite the central bank's assurance that it does not plan to reimpose the crypto ban, the recent freezing of accounts underscores the ongoing regulatory uncertainty in Nigeria's crypto landscape. As the situation unfolds, traders and exchanges remain vigilant, navigating the complexities of compliance and regulatory oversight. Let us know what you think about the whole regulatory situation happening in Nigeria. Do you think cryptocurrency will survive in Nigeria, or do you think the government will ban it totally, or do you think the government is actually trying to regulate the space so that it will be safe for all parties involved? Let me know your thoughts on the comment section. That's all for today's episode on the Blockchain Talks with Israel. Thank you for tuning in on our exploration of Nigerian cryptocurrency crackdown. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so as to stay updated with the latest information on cryptocurrency and the blockchain at large. Until I come your way next time, do have a lovely evening and stay awesome. Bye for now.